One of the things I think we've all may have had this experience at some point in time when we're working with someone who may be sighted. This could be even a tech support person, a friend or a colleague, and they'll tell you, oh yeah, you know, just click on the red button in the upper right-hand corner or something like that. It spurs on a question of, you know, what do things really look like? So we really don't always get the best idea of what things look like, because when we're using a screen reader, that sometimes is a misnomer. Sometimes a screen reader should be better called a screen interpreter, because it's rearranging what we are hearing in a fashion that's a little bit different from what the actual on-screen model is. And I know different screen readers handle that in somewhat different ways. I know with JAWS now, there's a little bit of a push to make that a little bit more like the experience a sighted person has. And I know if you're using VoiceOver on a Mac, it's a little bit more like that too. But still, we kind of question what things really look like. And sometimes knowing that makes it a lot easier to translate instructions and disinformation from a sighted person into the way we experience things. So it's a privilege today. We have someone here who's an absolute expert on this type of thing and be happy to do some explanation of what things look like. And we have Ms. Heather Thomas here today. So Heather, you have the floor.
Thank you, Frank, and everyone for having me. I thought maybe I would start in Word unless somebody is highly opposed to that. I guess the good thing about starting in Word is that a lot of people use it and it's going to share some similarities with the other Microsoft Office programs. So I'm going to start top to bottom and left to right, just for orientation purposes. I have Microsoft 365, so I have noticed that there's been a few differences in how the screen looks compared to prior versions of Office as of late, so I'll try to mention that when it seems relevant. So at the very top left corner of the screen, that is kind of part of the title bar, is what's known as the Quick Access Toolbar, and this is present in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and you can get to this area of the screen by first going to the ribbon if you press Alt, and then you can Shift Tab to the various items that are in the Quick Access Toolbar, and you can customize and change what's in there as well. So I just have the default. So the top leftmost choice is autosave, which can be turned on and off through Quick Access Toolbar. There is a little picture of a floppy disk from way back in the day that indicates save. There is an arrow indicating undo with a little downward facing arrow that will open up a menu of recent things that you've done, recent editing type things you've done that you could undo individually, and then a redo button. There is a button that can be clicked on that will bring you into options, where you could also go to by way of the File tab of the ribbon to adjust and customize what's in the Quick Access Toolbar. If anybody makes frequent use of the Quick Access Toolbar, you have commands of Alt-1, Alt-2, Alt-3, and so on, with Alt-1 being to activate whatever that first thing is, which again for me is the autosave. Then going to the right, it will list your document name. Right now I just have the generic document 1 and the name of the application. Once you've saved this, something that I've just recently noticed has changed, and I don't know how long it's been present, is once you've saved the file, there's actually a drop down and you can actually Shift Tab to that file name. I did notice that when I dropped that down with Alt down arrow that I tried to tab through the options and nothing read when I was using JAWS. So I don't know that that's super useful, but perhaps they're going to add some functionality to that. Of course, you could just do your F12 to save as. Then there's a search, which visually looks like it's part of the title bar now. It actually used to be located on the same line as the upper ribbon, so it would be located to the right of probably help for you. You can still access it with Alt-Q as in question, or mouse users could click in that to search for something in the ribbon. This is the search for looking for things in the ribbon, not for looking for text in your document. To the right of that is your username and whoever you're logged in as. If you ended up shift tabbing or tabbing there and hitting space or enter, then you'd have the options to tab through to sign out if you were ever going to do that. Not sure why you would sign out. Then to the right of that, there's the ribbon display options submenu. This kind of looks like a little square with an arrow pointing up inside of it. And there are options to auto hide the ribbon, show tabs, which would be the upper ribbon like home, insert, design, and so on, or show tabs and commands, which are all the controls in what JAWS would consider the lower ribbon. I think sometimes the reason sighted people might choose to collapse the ribbon or only show portions of the ribbon is just to have more screen real estate so they can see more of the screen. Maybe if you were doing a demonstration of using Word in a class or something through a screen share for sighted users, perhaps it would just give more room to show what's in your document if you're going to do that. As a JAWS user, there's really no benefit to collapsing the ribbon. To the right of that button, there's the typical minimize and then either maximize or restore and close buttons in the upper right-hand corner, which looks like a line to minimize, a single box to maximize, two little boxes next to each other to restore, or an X to close. The title bar in Word, for the record, is blue. In Word, there's sort of a theme color of blue. Excel is green, maybe for money. PowerPoint is red. Below the title bar area is the ribbon. In the upper left-hand corner, we have File, which if somebody clicks on that or if you press Alt F, will expand the File tab of the ribbon, which we know from using the keyboard. We interact with it a little bit different than the rest of the ribbon. And it brings up options that are up and down or vertical on your screen. Skipping over that for now, we have what's JAWS would consider the upper ribbon, starting with Home. So all the way on the left is File, then Home, going to the right, Insert, Draw, Design, Layout, References, Mailings, Review, View, Developer, Help, and I have Acrobat. You might not have Draw. I think that might have something to do with the version of Office that I have. You may not have the Developer tab showing. I have that turned on. And then Acrobat I have because I have Adobe Acrobat Pro installed on this computer. So your rightmost option might actually be Help. And those are the main or standard tabs of the ribbon. You may have experienced that when your cursor is, say, in a table, that you have some additional tabs of the ribbon that magically show up. And those are known as contextual tabs of the ribbon. To the right of, for you, perhaps Help, for me, perhaps Acrobat is an option for Share. And then to the right of that is an option for comments. So, and those would be the comments that you could insert into your Word document if you're sharing editing tasks with other parties and you're going to share that back with them and you're making comments in your document. The ribbon, the entire ribbon spans the screen from left to right. So it fills your whole screen. It might be maybe like an inch and a half tall, which that's not a hard fixed measurement because that size would really depend on your resolution and your screen size. But I would say it takes up maybe about a fifth of the screen from top to bottom. So it's not insignificant, but it's not like it's half the screen. The what's called the lower ribbon are basically all your options in whichever tab of the ribbon is on top. Now, something that I've noticed has changed is that in older versions of Word, the tab of the ribbon that's on top used to look like the file folders, like a physical file folder with the little tab at the top. So it had kind of an outline around it. Now in Microsoft 365, whichever your active tab is visually has a kind of thick blue inward underline underneath it to indicate that that particular one is on top. Personally, visually, that took me a while to get used to because it's not as clear which one is actually on top. So I can only see right now because Home is my active tab of the ribbon. I can only see choices that are associated with Home. Everything else is kind of behind it. So then in the lower ribbon, I have different controls to do all of my different tasks. And I would say that the majority of these are picture or icon based. There aren't many words. So paste does have like an old school clipboard. It does actually have the word paste. There's an arrow underneath that, which visually indicates that that is a split button. If I hover the mouse over paste, there's a slightly different color when I hover over it on the top part and a slightly different color on the bottom part when I hover over it. So if I click on the top part, it does my default control V type of paste. Or if I had done space or enter on it, if my focus was there, if I click on the downward arrow on the bottom, that's like pressing Alt down arrow where you get your additional choices for perhaps pasting the text only or something else you might want to do. That's not a typical paste. Cut looks like scissors. Paste looks like a brush, like a paintbrush. And copy looks like a couple pieces of paper, one on top of the other. many other buttons and controls in here are just either single letters or pictures. I'll just kind of describe a few of them since we don't have much time. For bold, there's a B, italics is I, underline is U with an underline underneath it. Jumping over to the paragraph group to indicate alignment, it doesn't say with words left or right or anything like that. It shows little lines. If it's up against the left part of the box that contains it, that's left aligned. When it shows the line sort of centered within the box, that's really only discernible when you hover over it with the mouse. It turns into kind of a gray background. Those are centered and so on. Within the lower ribbon, they're divided into groups. So we know focus is in the lower ribbon. You could do control right arrow or control left arrow to move to the next or previous group. Visually, those groups are divided by a vertical line. So after clipboard, there's a vertical line. After font, there's a vertical line to kind of separate those out. At the bottom of the group, there is a word that indicates the name of that group. So from left to right, they are clipboard, font, paragraph, styles, editing. I happen to have Adobe Acrobat, which you may not have, voice, and editor. And then in the lower right-hand corner of most of the groups, there's a dialog box launcher. This is what JAWS might call font dot 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 button. That would bring up a dialog box when you space or enter on it. And that kind of looks like a little square with a downward, I guess it's a diagonal facing arrow to the lower right-hand corner of it. So people can click on that to bring up the font dialog if they didn't want to make an individual choice. The majority of the screen is taken up by your document window, and the amount or the size, I guess, of the document can be changed, of course, through view, through your zoom percentage. And sometimes there are additional panes that come up under certain circumstances in that same area. So for example, if you do like a control F for find, that'll bring up the navigation pane on the left-hand side of the screen. I would say that probably takes up about 2.5 inches or so, or maybe a little less than a third of the screen, and fills the area up and down between the ribbon and the status bar at the bottom. And it says navigation, and it has an edit field where your focus will land when you type in text that you're looking for and press enter. This is also an area where sighted users can click on headings. And if there's headings in the document, they'll see a visual representation of the heading hierarchy. So a heading one would stick out way to the left and sort of be against the margin in that navigation pane. A heading level two would be a little bit indented. Heading level threes would be a little more indented underneath that. So it kind of shows the visual relationship of headings, which might be helpful for sighted individuals to use headings properly and think about the relationship between sections of the document and how that makes sense. Sometimes having a visual representation can really help sighted individuals. There is a scroll bar on the right-hand side that will scroll up and down in the document. That would sort of be the equivalent of doing page down and page up. It's a little bit arbitrary how far you're moving down. Below that area is the status bar. Each of your Office programs will have a status bar. If you're using JAWS, you could do JAWS key page down to read the information in the status bar. That doesn't actually move focus there. You can actually F6 to move focus to the status bar. Visually, it's considered the bottom line of the window. And in Word specifically, it will say something like, mine says now page 1 of 1. That indicates that my cursor's on the first page out of a total of 1 pages. It indicates the line number that my cursor's on. It gives me a word count. I have 0 words and 0 characters in my document. My status bar is indicating the language. I think I did add that. If you happen to F6 to the status bar and you hit your applications key, it brings up a context menu and you can up or down arrow in there and press enter on things to add them to your status bar if you ever wanted to do that. I happened to add language because I was dealing with setting proofing language. So then I happen to have an indication of macros, and then I have something that says accessibility, good to go. My document is blank, so it's an accessible blank document. And then over to the right, there is a button that's called focus, and that basically shows the document with a blackened out area around it to cut out visual clutter. I think for some users that are sighted might get distracted by all the clutter of the ribbon and the status bar, so it pretty much just shows the document. That's something that's relatively new, so you might not actually have that. And then we have an ability to change the view in the status bar, which of course you could also do in the view tab of the ribbon, and an opportunity to change the zoom percentage with there's a slider that you can click on and drag with the mouse. I think with the keyboard, you can only get to the increase and decrease buttons. You can't actually get to the slider, but you can still effectively change your zoom percentage there. So that's pretty much the layout of the Word window. I forgot to mention one other thing, which is that under certain circumstances, you may also get a pane that appears on the right-hand side of the screen. So it's kind of opposite of that navigation pane when we did a find. So for things like if you check your accessibility, if you want to add alt text to an image that has focus, those panes will just magically appear on the right-hand side of the screen. With the keyboard, sometimes your focus will immediately land there. They never really announce as having a good name, so you know where you are in any kind of obvious way. If your focus doesn't land there, you can F6 or Shift F6 there, and usually you can navigate them with Tab. They do usually have an X in the upper right-hand corner of that pane, so you could close that with the mouse if you're a mouse user. So I know that was kind of fast. Does anybody have any questions on the Word window? And do you have any other window that's a preference for you that you want me to show you? If we have time, it's 3:06 right now.
I'm sort of amazed at what you said. The Home tab is something just like the lower ribbon, maybe just 2 inches thick or something like that. And I've never counted, but there must be 50 icons or something. Are people able to actually see the entire lower ribbon in one screen?
Yes. So I'm going to ignore clipboard a little bit for now, but if I just look at font, within that font group, there's two rows of mostly icons. For the font face, it does say Calibri body. For the font size, it does say 11. And then there's a bunch of little buttons for all sorts of things, like increasing your font has a capital A with a little arrow, and then a slightly smaller capital A with a downward facing arrow. There, for changing your capitalization, there is a capital A, and next to that, a lowercase a. So some of them, I think if somebody sighted were to look at these for the very first time, and even for myself, remembering back when it was new and looking at it, it's not necessarily obvious what that picture represents until you get used to it. If I hover the mouse over it, there's a tooltip that comes up that will tell me what that particular icon is. So I'm hovering over the one for change case, that's the capital A with a little lowercase a next to it and a little downward facing arrow, and it says change case. So if I'm not sure, I can get a hint by hovering the mouse over it. So I think perhaps because they're using icons and they are pretty small and they're kind of stacked in two rows for the most part, they can fit more stuff in there. Of course, back in the days of the menu bar, a lot of these would be collapsed into menus and submenus, so they'd be kind of tucked away and more words were used back then. Now it's just a lot of icons.
Is there a big difference between like Office, you know, or Office 2019 or 2016? Is 365 really different from those screen layouts?
In terms of the screen layouts, the big difference that I've noticed, and I haven't seen the standalone version of 2019, to be fair, but between 2016 and even older versions of, now they're calling it Microsoft 365, whatever they called it right before then, when you have the subscription version, not tremendously so. One of the things I mentioned was that, oddly enough, once you save your file, you're able to actually move focus to, like in Shift Tab, to the file name, which I don't know when that changed, but I think it changed relatively recently. And then in the ribbon, I've noticed that definitely in 2016, the indication of which tab is on top really more looked like the file folder with the little tab at the top. So there was like an outline around, say, home, if that one was on top. So it was really clear that that one was on top. And now there's just a little underline underneath it. So, you know, that might be something that people have to get used to or, you know, have pointed out. I think it's not as visually clear that home tab is on top because there's an underline underneath it. You know, certainly spell check is different depending upon which version you have. And that's going to be the case, whether we're talking about what it visually looks like or whether you're using JAWS and the keyboard to use your spell check. That's something that seems to keep changing. But mostly, no, they've added some features. But in terms of the layout, those are really the big things that I've noticed is the file name in the title bar and the designation of which tab is the active tab in the ribbon.
You referenced a couple of times that Acrobat Reader on the menu lines. Maybe I was just not observant, but I don't remember older versions of Office showing Acrobat Reader.
Yeah, so if you have Acrobat Pro, I don't think I checked anything special to have the toolbar appear in Word. I think it's just there by default. There might be a way you can turn it off. But for me, it appears there because I do have Adobe Acrobat Professional on my computer. And the developer tab of the ribbon shows up for me as well because I've turned that on in file options, and then you can customize the ribbon in there. So I have that turned on. And I'm not sure that everyone has Draw. I think that might be the specific version of Office that I have.
But does that mean that in theory I could go into Acrobat right from that toolbar?
I'm not actually sure what the options are in there. So there's create PDF and preferences, create and share, mail merge. Usually if I'm starting in a Word document and I'm going to convert it to PDF, I actually just do F12 for save as. And in the save as type, I change it there.
Takes care of it.
Yeah. And that's what I have been doing. So that's what I keep doing. But this toolbar is here as well if you have Adobe Acrobat Pro. Well, I remember when it was new, it is a lot of stuff. I call it the everything on top organizational method. It was really kind of visually overstimulating. And then over time, I think you sort of zone in on what you're looking for and ignore the rest. You know, we know that using the keyboard and going through with JAWS, if you didn't know a shortcut to bypass the ribbon, there's a lot of choices that you have to go through that you don't necessarily care about. Even if you move from group to group, there's still bound to be things that you would rather not hear about. But that's just the nature of the ribbon, unfortunately.
It can be pretty overwhelming. But then, you know, when you hear about these things, there are stuff that sighted people see all the time that many blind people simply aren't aware of. I only learned about this thing called the Quick Access Toolbar a couple of years ago, and I use it all the time for a few selected tasks. Again, it's can be a little streamlined when we're doing it blind, but then we potentially miss a lot of stuff too that might be useful that's in plain sight for sighted people.
Well, thank you very much. And maybe sometime in the future, some future meeting, maybe you could describe something else to us. I says, thank you so much, Heather. I really appreciate that. You're always welcome, Nia. Definitely always welcome with us.
Thank you.